I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about a movie called Drifting Home, which was a random choice. Yeah, random choice.
I thought it was on the list.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a random choice.
Oh. Yeah, it was a good one. I was expecting someone like Angel to be the one to give it to us because it was, I enjoyed it.
You know what, man? You know what, Rick? Dude, why you gotta do that to me, dude? Now I gotta double check before we continue on. Killing me.
Well, you know, it was good.
All right. No, it was not. It was a random choice by yours truly.
Okay. By yours truly.
Yes.
Hey, it works. It was a good attempt, I feel.
A good attempt or good choice?
Well, I mean, it was a good attempt to mimic Angel.
Oh, well, I mean, like I try to do them justice. So, you know.
Hey, it worked. It was nice.
All right. But before all that, we were talking about... Well, mainly it was me talking, just doing a lot of talking, which is kind of a change for it from what it normally is. We were talking about Excel, IT, dreams being crushed, broken main lines for water and everything else. If you want to catch a part of that water conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Or if you don't want to hear any of the pre-show content that we usually do with every show, but you still want to support us, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And anything that you buy there, buy yourself some swanky swag from us. Or if you want to buy yourself some other swanky swag, we do have an affiliate link for you. It'll take you to Write Stuff Anime. If you purchase anything using that affiliate link, we do get a little bit of a kickback, and it is very much appreciated. And now, onto the meat and bro-tatoes. Drifting Home is a movie, and it came out really recent, September 2022. The studio for it is Colorado. It's an original. Producer for it is Twin Engine, and it's a fantasy and drama. And it ran for 2 hours, approximately.
Yeah, approximately, although... the credits lasted a very long time. I think it was the credits were by themselves, like almost 6 minutes long.
Yeah, but that's normal for a lot of it.
If you say so. I was just surprised myself.
Yeah. So, Drifting Home, being that it's a movie, it follows a group of kids, but I feel like the story really pivotally focuses on Natsume, the main female protagonist, and Kosuke, the main male protagonist, who are both children. And the primary dealings with this is they are quite literally on a drifting home.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
I do have a weird... I was going to say, I do got a weird question. Did the beginning first maybe 10 minutes of the movie weird you out at all? Kind of confusing?
No.
Okay. Because they do this weird time shift, if that's what you call it, where as they're passing stuff, it'll either age up or age down. I'm not really sure personally. I think it's aging down.
What do you mean?
Going back in time. Like, they'll pass by a condemned property, and then as they pass it, as the kids pass it when in the opening scene, it gets brought back to its prime, its luster.
Oh, I think that has more so to do with them kind of remembering as they're passing by.
Okay.
But in general, I mean, like, even when they're doing that, like, most of the buildings, even during that time frame, was like they were old, dilapidated, or anything like that. There was like nothing really special about them. It's just that they had memories about those buildings. And this being a, I mean, I feel like the title kind of plays on both on it in a couple of different aspects. One, drifting home, being that they're drifting home figuratively and literally drifting home. And they are literally on, for a majority of the movie, a drifting home of theirs, which was an apartment building, but they were on, it was their home, and it was drifting literally on water.
Not figuratively?
Nope. Well, I mean, like, metaphysically, they were drifting.
Metaphysically. So how, in your opinion, how long before you figured out what was happening? Like 100% you figured it out.
Like, what do you mean?
So what do you think happened? Why do you think they got on this property?
So to kind of provide some context really, really quick, how they got on the drifting home and why they're on a drifting home and why they're drifting home. You have Natsume, who was going back to their old apartment, and Kosuke was there with his friends because it was quote unquote haunted, and they wanted to check it out before the building got torn down because it was set to be demolished. Mm-hmm. Well, they find Natsume there, and she knows a boy or has met a boy. I'm going to use a boy who lives there kind of loosely because, I mean, he is a boy, looks like a child, references himself as a child, but far from it, is he a child? We'll get into that in a minute.
All right.
What ends up happening is because he already had that relationship with Natsume and Kosuke, and they had this deep relationship, this deep bond with each other that somehow that fractured when Kosuke's grandfather died, and when that happened, their relationship really kind of fractured and broke. I have several theories as to why what happened, but what ends up happening is Kosuke sees a camera and he says that Natsume stole it from his grandfather and that it's his, which technically not wrong in that it's his and that it was his grandfather's. But what ends up happening is because Nopo has this relationship with Natsume already, and Kosuke, even though he doesn't realize it, already has that relationship with Nopo, pulls them with him subconsciously because it's his time to move on.
I mean, you basically just did the whole movie.
Right? But that's just the beginning, too.
Yeah, like, I was going to go a different route with that. I was going to go a very different route. To the tune of, you are correct, for some reason, but in the beginning of the movie, for some reason, there's a tension between our main characters, the male protagonist and the female protagonist. And you've got this uppity rich girl who just, you're going with me, we're doing this, we're doing that, it's going to be great. Trying to force her affection, I would say, in a very elementary fashion.
Reina is very much so
spoiled.
She is also very much a kid, just like everyone else, obviously.
Yeah.
But she definitely, the thing is, and what I really liked about this movie is that they really keyed in on the child mentality for each of the characters, right? And it's not that everyone was the exact same, because even growing up, we all interacted, or we all dealt with people that were exactly like that. Like, we had one person that was like very pushy, very, you know, uppity and everything like that, was very spoiled, got her way no matter what, or his way no matter what. And we all had to deal with them, and, you know, in various ways. Then you had the person that was always like kind of there just along for the ride. You had the one that was like kind of like the sports guy. You had a kid that was overly inquisitive, overly hyperactive, just did not know when to stop. Someone's always there blaming other people for all the problems that are happening. It's always everyone else's fault, never their own. someone always accepting all the blame, all the responsibility, even when it's not theirs, always apologizing. And then you have someone that's always angry for whatever reason, because they have a right to be, they have a chip on their shoulder. And so you had this wonderful melting pot mixture of emotions and personalities. And I feel like they did well for explaining and growing everyone, but also giving them the ability to have that personal growth through the movie.
No, I definitely agree. There was a lot of development in this book, a lot of development in this movie, but my main focus was, for some reason, the boys of the group want to go ghost hunting, but not really. You know what I mean? They want to go ghost hunting, but they don't want to find anything.
Right.
Well, they happen to find our female lead. Forgive me, I keep forgetting her name. The only name I remember is Nobu.
Nobo. Nopo?
Oh, right. Is it a P or a B?
P. N-O-P-P-O. Oh, Nopo.
Of course it is. Nopo. Of course
and,
it is.
And the female primary female protagonist is Natsume.
Natsume, yes. So they find Natsume hiding in a closet, basically. And they're freaked out, and it's awesome, their reaction. One thing leads to another. She runs up. She's on the roof of this apartment complex, and she falls off, and she's caught, we think. And then she's not. And well, she falls, and... Good?
Well, she's caught last minute, but they can't hold on to her.
Yes, like, she slips through the fingers. And she just starts free falling, and the building cracks, and the building shifts, and the building deforms in a minor way. And all of a sudden, they're in a sea of water, an ocean of water. No idea how deep it is, no idea where it goes, but crystal clear blue skies and the apartment complex. And they look underneath the apartment complex and realize, it's not attached to land. It's not grounded in any way, shape, or form. And that's when Nopu kind of makes his presence known. Now, he's been known for a while with our female lead.
And the male, and Kosuke.
Really? I was not aware that he knew who he was.
Well, it's not, and this is why I said, it's not that he knew him, but he knew him. I see what you mean.
I feel like you're about to say that Nopu was the spirit of the building.
Exactly. And Nopu even says, like, I've been watching you for a long time, and I had this really deep connected relationship with you guys and girls, you know, it's like he had that connection. And so, and this is why I say he knew him but didn't know him, because Kosuke, he had that feeling, like he had that connection with the building, because he was very bitter and very sad that it was being torn down. He had a lot of memories that are tied to that building, a lot of emotions that are tied up to the building. So
good and bad.
Good and bad. And same thing with Natsume at the exact same time. So for them, it was more than just a haunted building. It was their home. It was their life. They grew up a majority of their lives there. They had a lot of time there. They had a lot of good and bad memories there. They, you know, so it was, you know, there, it was that, you know, it's like anything else. It's like when you're finally moving on from one home to another, you can't help but feel like a part of your life is missing, because an entire part of your life is missing. Literally.
It goes back to the old adage, you can never go home. The older you get, you can never go home. And an old lady actually told me that when she was helping me bag my groceries. I was telling her about how I want to go home to see my grandma before she passed. This is years ago. And she goes, you know, cherish the moments now, because there'll be a moment you realize that you'll never be able to go back home. Moving forward from this point on, it's a memory. And that's all it's ever going to be. Super depressing in the grocery store,
right?
But accurate. But accurate. But I guess what I was trying to point out was, I thought she died. I thought this whole movie was based on her transition to heaven.
So
I thought the other kids might be in a coma.
I gotcha. So for me, it was more so that they were pulled to that world for personal growth. And I mean, like in the end, that's kind of what it was. Like they all had to grow to be better, but that wasn't why they got pulled there. I mean, like it was just a happy coincidence that happened.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think personal growth was a main focal point here. I feel like the spirit was like, oh crap, she's going to die because she's falling off a 5-story building. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can survive typically with granted potentially severe injury, but you can survive up to 49-ish feet. However, once you make it past the 50-foot mark, specifically in free climbing, it's dead man zone. Very, very seldom do you ever find anybody free climbing who survives a 50-foot fall.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a little twist that I added on to it for no other reason than it was knowledge I already brought to the table. And seeing that she was falling more than 50 feet, dead. You know, just straight up dead. But the building showed that the spirit of the building was like, I gotta save her, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, which is why you saw the concrete crack a few times as the building itself seemed to be exerting itself.
Yeah, forcing itself into a particular way. And what's interesting about the movie is the real practical approach to the situations that they were in, right? It's not that they just sat back, did nothing the entire time. No, they formulated a plan. However, to the best of their abilities, did what they could in terms of drinking water. They knew they couldn't drink the ocean, so they harvested rainwater and boiled it and did everything else that they could to help make it, safe for them to drink. Rationed out food the best that they could. And, you know, you got to see like real problem solving ideas kind of like people taking charge of certain situations to make themselves put themselves in a better situation than what they were in.
I mean, it kind of had to happen. The growth had to happen in that particular regard for no other reason than every character approached their individual problems the way that their character should have.
Yeah.
Like, what was the main character's name? The boy?
Kosuke,
yes. I keep thinking of Kisuke, but yeah. So Kosuke, problem solver, fixer, plan deviser, can't sit still, can't do anything that it isn't moving forward. Except, for some reason, when it comes to being mad at our female lead.
Right.
I forget her name.
Natsume.
Yeah, and if it has to do with Natsume at all, it's anger. It is anger, it is frustration, it's pain, because he feels, for a kind of a justified way, that she stopped him from saying goodbye to his grandfather before he passed away, all because he said something stupid, and not necessarily whimsical, but...
It's not even that it was stupid, it was just mean and hurtful, and his grandfather just happened to hear it. And it's not that she prevented him from seeing it. And this is where like kind of a blame game comes into play. He blames her for what had happened. When in all honesty, when he was being a kid too, he was being a guy and I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think we're exactly the most thoughtful creatures out there, saying like we're pretty dumb
at all.
Most of the time
we can be, we have 6 minutes left. We have the technology.
We do.
Can do it better.
We do.
We can make it. We can make better decisions with technology, i.e. ChatGPT. But I thought it was, looking at it from the frame of the building is dying, it's a whole different story than Natsume is dying or dead or in a coma.
Right.
So granted, they never tried to hide that Nopu was dying. Nopu. And they never tried to hide the fact that he wasn't human.
It just never came up. It literally...
It's the beauty of innocence.
Yeah.
They take it for face value.
Yep. Yep. 100%. Yeah. No, and that's one of the things, right? It's, and here's the other thing, right? Like, they're upset, the kids, and I mean, like, it's understandable why they'd be upset, but they're upset about, like, oh, he didn't tell us. I was like, well,
what have you said?
Well, it's like, hey, yo, I'm actually a spirit, dog. I'm a building spirit. And
I brought y'all here.
You're with me on my death journey on this ocean. And by the way, I have no idea how to get you guys back. So there's that. You may starve to death while you're here. So,
they were there for a few days and somehow plumbing still worked.
No, plumbing didn't work.
How'd they take a shower?
You didn't see the can with holes put in it with the little makeshift thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, all I saw was the steam and everything. I'm like, it worked.
No, they boiled water heated it up, and that's how they were able to take a shower. Or they would jump in the water as the building was drifting along to take a quote unquote bath. But that's one of the first things that they showed, right? They showed Natsume after the building appeared on the water, go downstairs and turn on the faucet, and nothing came out. Like, first thing she did, check plumbing. Oh, nothing works still. Well, shocking.
I thought, yeah, I mean, there's no roots. There's nothing being held there or back. But I assumed that later on they'd got stuff to work, which is why I thought that. But it kind of brings me to another thought process, right? If every building that we see in this movie has a spirit, and not necessarily a spirit that's going to make a successful journey, but if they all have a spirit, is it because they're mad, happy, sad? And it seemed very coincidental that all of the buildings around them featured prominent memories of them.
I think that was more along the lines of a happy coincidence, right? Because they ran into a couple other buildings at the same time, a little bit later on, where they knew nothing about it. And one of the first buildings that they ran into was just a normal building, a normal house.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't, we didn't see a spirit in there. Whereas we saw a spirit.
They didn't get on there, and they didn't show a spirit for the second one, but you know that they were there because they were hiding, and they, you know, so it's not that you don't know that there are spirits there or that they don't have spirits. It's that they chose to, one, not hide it, or two, just didn't showcase it because it wasn't relevant to the story.
Well, the first time that I noticed that there was a second spirit, at the very least, a second spirit, was at the toy store, where she had a very bad memory. And as she was leaving, she saw a little girl crying, which was a regressed memory.
No, that was her. That's why she stared at it, because that was her crying. Because when she even said when she was at that store, her parents started arguing and she started crying and they ended up not getting anything. Yeah. But before that, when they were at the swimming hall, there was a spirit there, and you heard the spirit running around, and the case of emergency food showed up there.
That's where it came from. Okay. Interesting. I assumed they knocked something over and it just fell down.
I didn't realize
the spirit came by and was like, here, take my food and run.
Right. Well, it's not that they need to eat.
True. Well, I mean, like, take my food. Like, they had a bunch of expired everything.
But it was still edible. Luckily.
It was still edible, yes. And then in this, in case of emergency, very few things were expired because the life was incredibly long for the food.
Yeah. So, honestly, it's, they only showcased the spirit when it honestly really became relevant to do so. Mm-hmm. Other than it not being relevant to showcase the spirit, there was no need to. So, and they only showed the spirit of the Ferris wheel one later on, because, like, it's kind of hard to hide when you're on an island of dirt and a Ferris wheel. It's kind of hard to hide. You have nowhere to hide. It's not a building per se.
At what point in time do you think it won't be a building? What was that blackness that seemed to be consuming everything?
Negative and emotions. It was the dark side.
It was the darkness. And what was up with that other building ramming our building?
Well, it just happened to be how the water flowed and drifted along.
Oh, no. That was intentional.
You don't know that? You can't prove it. They can't dictate.
It hit
They can't. Hey, you can't tell me that. You can't tell me that it was on purpose. You don't know. Did you sit down with that building spirit? Did you sit down with them? Did you have words with them? Did you talk to them? No, you didn't. Chill. Don't throw accusations.
I'm gonna say something I'm gonna regret later because it's not true, but it sounds like it could be just to win my argument.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't Spark Notes.
I mean, are you saying you read the Spark Notes and that it didn't say that in there? Or are you saying that you read the Spark Notes and they purposefully left out the information that you were trying to find to help prove your point?
I claim irrelevant.
So my question is, did you talk to the spirit? Did he tell you, yes, I purposefully rammed into the building?
Irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
So using that same logic, did you talk to the spirit and you find out that it...
I wrote a letter.
It was not the intention.
I'm waiting on a response right now.
From Santa Claus, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, he wrote me back last week. He said, everything's still good and you're getting cold again.
Well, you know, someone's got to stay warm.
Hey, I asked him to send you cold so that way you can have a nice barbecue. Don't ruin my Christmas gift to you, sir.
All right, fine. Christmas in July. I'll take all the barbecue, all the barbecue bricks I can use.
That's it. That's all I ask, all right? So, yes, I did. And they said, why are you trying to make them look bad? You said
you were waiting on a response.
They just wrote me back via email right now. They said, why are you trying to make them look bad? Huh?
How does he have internet but no TV? No internet. There are no other facilities.
Why are you assuming that he doesn't have any facilities there, sir? Did you go in there? Did you look around? Did you talk to them?
Nope, didn't need to. It was shown that the cell phones had no service. It showed that the gaming system had no service. It showed that they were all disconnected from any form of civilization.
That they were, but the spirits, on the other hand, may have connection that you're not aware of, sir, which is why he was able to contact me.
Fair. Someone's got it. By the end of the movie, when you find out what's actually happening and beautiful scenes, I might point out, happen. The group of building children, as you could call them, makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Now, I'm kind of curious, why did everything from their own childhoods show up?
I feel like it was more so along the lines of a happy coincidence.
Okay, so you don't think it was on purpose. You just think it was coincidental.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know. Good answer, though.
So, I don't know, man. I mean,
it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was a good movie. The artwork was great. It was very beautifully done. The music was well done. The animation style, I really honestly had no problems with, no issues with. There are some things where it's just like, I wish I kind of had answers, but you know what? It's kind of irrelevant and I'm perfectly okay with not knowing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few scenes in here that I find to be key to the plot that we're not discussing. I imagine on purpose to try to give you, the viewer, the reason to actually watch it because it's worth the watch, in my opinion.
It is.
It's not heart-wrenching, so it's not going to make you cry unless you're already prone to crying. Unless you have a natural proclivity to it.
Right.
I hope to God I'm using that word right.
We'll find out later.
Yeah, we'll find out in the comments. But it's worth your time. It's worth your time. It's worth, in my opinion, it's worth your anybody who enjoys a good show, a good movie. This is a movie you can get behind because it's not fantastical enough to throw you off or put you out, but it's based in enough reality that, you know, a deus ex machina doesn't just show up out of nowhere and save the day.
Yeah. Which is really, really nice, honestly.
It's breath of fresh air.
It is a breath of fresh air. That is for sure. Well, I hit everything that I basically wanted to hit on this, sir. What about you? You have any other points or moments that you really want to kind of hit on?
There is one thing that I thought we should have talked about a little bit more, and it was the interactions between everyone and the growth that everyone kind of exuded. I know we touched on it as far as beforehand goes, but You know how you, in like the movies, you have the trope of this timid friend right next to this outspoken friend, and the outspoken one's like, you should totally stand up to your bullies. And then they're like, well, I'm standing up to you. And they're like, whoa, not that. No, no, I didn't say that. I'm not your bully. Only to find out you kind of are.
Yeah.
Similar things happened here. And I found that they didn't, when conflict arose and it was solved, granted, it was solved in a few minutes, which was nice. But every time a conflict was presented and a solution also was presented, after that point in the movie, they didn't fall back to previous tendencies. Like it showed actual qualitative progress and the characters growing and stuff like that. Now, when they got back to their regular human form, I don't know if it stuck or not, but
it helped
move the movie along time-wise and plot-wise, and it really didn't feel like anybody threw the towel in. The voice acting, off the charts good, in my opinion. Everything else just makes it work. You know what I mean? They don't show any real negativity above the water. And I personally thought that was really awesome.
No, I agree. That is 100% true. Yeah, the growth, the interactions between them and the overall like mentality of everyone, you can see it evolve and change and grow throughout this entire movie, along with their approach to everything and the problem solving that they try to encompass, that they try to impart. So
yeah, I guess you get to witness to a very minor extent maturity, how it comes to be.
Well, I think this is a good spot, sir. What about you?
Sadly, yeah. Otherwise, I might ramble.
All right. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
This one's going to be a solid 9 for me. A solid 9. I would have gone 10 because it's just that good, except you can't convince me she didn't die. But it's possible she did. It's possible when she fell down, she took a few of the other kids with her because the foundation in the building cracked. So this is their afterlife, kind of. And they're able to see the spirit of the building.
You see him go home and you see her
to heaven.
Mom come up to her.
Yeah, to heaven.
Worried where they were. Not to heaven, but in general. Because she even said, and the reason why I say this, I'm going to bring this to your attention. She even stated that she had been there a couple of times, and usually after she goes to sleep and wake up, she's already back. So unless she was dying for a long time.
True. No, you have a point. I don't like it, but you have a point. It's one of the reasons why she had all those supplies, because she expected to be back here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it turns out that she didn't die. Well, I'm still going with the 9 because I'm not completely convinced.
That's fine. No, that's fine. I'll actually agree with you. I'll go with a 9 on this one. I don't think it's a perfect 10. I do think, well, the characters and everything like that, I'm totally on board with it. I just, some of the characters I just really didn't like on a fundamental level. I just hated them. They irked me the wrong way. One of those characters being Rihanna, the rich girl, the one that blames everyone for everything, that's kind of a bully. Yep. That's her. Just like, I did not like her on a fundamental level. And Tashi, the boy that's super hyperactive, jumps around, everything like that.
Won't shut up.
Yeah, he's another one that I just, both those guys kind of just like really ruined the movie for me. And not to where I hated it, but just they are keeping it from a 10. However, I was like kind of worried that I had seen it before, and it's no, I never saw it before. So thank you for some all favors.
All right, my friend, what about next week? What are we looking at?
That's a great question. We're going to be watching a series, and it's called Supposed Kid from the Last Dungeon, Boonies Move to a Starter Town.
I've seen one or two episodes of that. I've seen one or two episodes. It's going to be a good one. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I know that you're going to enjoy it, sir. I know I will certainly enjoy it. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, plain old got anything or everything wrong or in general, feel free to reach out to us. We have all our contact information available for you in the show notes and on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. If you would like to hear a different perspective on this movie, hear some different opinions on it, and maybe make your decision on whether or not you want to watch it. You can watch or listen to Anime Anonymous podcast. CJ, who is a frequent in our chat and is in our Discord, he, Ace, and Jess over there did watch it. Ace and Jess, kind of middle of the road for them. CJ, not so much. It was very it was a 3 out of 10 for him. So if you want to hear a completely different perspective on it, go there, listen to them, give them a listen, and then, you know, just make your decision after that, so that way you have both ends of the spectrum going on. If you want to support us, help us grow, help us expand everything like that, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to the bonus content that we always do with every episode, and special for patrons right now. I will be sending out to them, whoever provided or has an address on their Patreon profile, a holographic version of the podcast logo with the updated new and improved art. It is exclusive for them. It's only going to be this one time. After that, much like the Way of the Dodo, it will go away. So patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month. To get access to that now. And if you want to buy some anime swag or some of our merchandise, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, or you can hit the affiliate link. It'll take you to Right Stuff Anime. Anything that you buy on there using that affiliate link, we will get a little bit of a kickback, and it is very much appreciated. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. Let's go swimming next time. Later.